Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Affirmations Works. I am so happy that you are here with me today, that you've decided to give me some of your time and to allow me into your space. I really appreciate it, and so thank you. And I am happy, too, because I want to talk to you today about divine order. Divine order is something that all of us need to strive to achieve in our life. You know, we have several levels of order, right? I mean, we can all go into our closet or our, you know, our desk and or our laundry area and go, "Ooh, this is really messy. I need to get this in order." You know, and that's true. In our physical world, we do need order. But we also need order in our divine world, in our spiritual world. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And so I'm going to read to you from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and it's about divine order. Divine order supports my life. Trying to exert control over every area of my life can leave me feeling exhausted and frustrated. If I struggle to let go and believe that my highest good is unfolding, I remember divine order is always at work in my life and in the world around me. Life is always changing, but the principle of divine order remains unchanged. Realizing that order is underneath all situations inspires me to place my focus on what's under my control and release the rest. As I surrender, I trust that the same power holding the planets in their orbits is supporting my life. Even when my life feels chaotic and out of control, I affirm divine order and remember that I am never alone. And so it is. Now, when you listen to those words, I hope that you can feel the reassurance in them. I hope that you can understand that these words aren't talking to your neighbor, and they're not talking to your friend and your sister only. That they're talking to you, that they were meant for you. And we all can feel out of control. You know, life has a way of doing that. You know, sometimes we can experience sickness that comes into our house and into our life. We can experience a job loss. We can experience death or divorce. And all these things come into our life as our life continues to move and change. And it can throw us off understanding that we are still in divine order. So know that the power that holds the planets in place, think about that. How much input do you have in holding the planets in place? How often do you even think about that? But they still rotate, don't they? They rotate without our intervention at all. They rotate while we're having our morning coffee, while we're in prayer, while we're talking to our friends, while we're working, while we're at the gym. So we don't have much input on keeping the planets in place. So there is a power higher than ourselves. And that power always will bring our life into divine order if we allow it. So then you say, well, how do I allow it? And the way you allow it is you pray and you meditate on a regular basis. Carve out time in your day, however you want to do it. If you want to do morning meditation, beautiful. You want to do afternoon, lunchtime meditation, I'm all for it. You want to do evening meditation, let's go. If you want to do all three or more, but make a plan for yourself to carve out time for prayer and meditation so that you can connect with your higher power. And when you connect with your higher power on a regular basis, you soon realize your life is in divine order. So visualize the life that you want. Maybe not the life that you currently have, but the life that you want to have. And then that will help bring into expression your desire for divine order. I hope that this episode has been helpful for you. I hope that it's given you some guidance about how to seek divine order in your life and how important it is to connect with our higher power. And I do hope that you listen to some of my other episodes, because I am going to come back and I'm going to keep bringing you good stuff as much as I can and as much as you're enjoying it. And I hope that you are, and I hope that it's helpful. And so until that time that we meet again, I wish you nothing but blessings.